Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
If you do have existing retirement accounts, you can roll them over into a solo 401k. It does accept rollovers virtually from any other retirement account with one exception, and that exception is a Roth IRA.
Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Best Ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast where we only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of the fluffy stuff. With us today, Dmitry Fomichenko. How you doing, Dmitry?
Oh, Joe, I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. It's great to be on your show again.
Well, I'm glad that you're back. If you recognize Dmitry, well, you're either on Bigger Pockets a lot or you're a very loyal listener to this podcast, because last time I interviewed him was episode 450. And that was many moons ago. I haven't looked up what date that is, but that was a long time ago. And on that podcast, we talked about the checkbook IRA. But today, we're going to be talking to Dmitry about the self-directed solo 401k. It's been a game changer from his experience for his clients, and it's something that he felt compelled to share. And I'm grateful that he'll be educating us about the pros and cons of the self-directed solo 401k. So first off, let me just say a couple things about you, Dmitry, and then we can get into it. So Dmitry is the founder and president of Sense Financial. It's a boutique financial firm. He is a passive investor. He owns interest in multiple multifamily and self-storage syndications. He's also a private lender. He is based in Orange County, California. So with that being said, Dmitry, first, you want to give just a refresher on your background, and then let's go right into self-directed solo 401ks.
Sure. Well, I'm going to try to compress. There is a lot there, but as you can hear from my accent, I'm not from here. I immigrated in this beautiful country. By the way, the best country on earth. I know there is a lot of people complaining, but I've lived elsewhere, and there is no better place than the United States. It's still the best place, and let's keep it that way. But my background is in electromechanical engineering, and that's what I got my degree in, and I worked in the field, got laid off, got introduced to real estate investing concept, started doing that almost 20 years ago. In 2001, I purchased my first property, And then through the circumstances, kind of pushed me into working full-time for a real estate investment firm. And prior to that, I had experience in financial services. And then the combination of that basically kind of forced me, or I was asked to start a department working for that company. And about a year later, in 2010, I started Sense Financial. And that's what we do. We help people gain control over their retirement accounts, essentially take their IRAs and 401ks from a prison that they are. Because if you have a normal IRA or 401k, you essentially kind of locked up. You have very limited investment options. So we want to give you the control and the choices and the options to invest in virtually anything you would like.
So now let's talk about the self-directed solo 401k specifically. When did the business pick up on that? And why did it appear on your radar versus has it always been around?
Sure. Well, again, we started doing self-directed checkbook IRAs. That's how I started Sense Financial. Again, it started naturally. There was a need. By the way, just a quick tip for you listeners is that if you want to be successful and if you're looking to start a business, figure out a need and come up with the solution and be the best you can at that. And then the rest will fall into places. So for me, there was a need. I came up with the solution. It was there. I just created that solution for our investors, for our clients, and been doing that. And then because it was kind of in the same field, I learned about self-directed solo 401k. We brought that on board, and our business shifted dramatically. Right now, we're doing more than 90% of our clients setting them up with the solo 401k because it's just so much better. There is still place for checkbook IRA, because not everyone is eligible for solo 401k. But if you compare them side by side, it's obvious. It's no brainer.
Well, what's the best way to start? For you to compare the two side by side or to talk about why 90% of your clients are going this direction?
Well, first of all, let me just explain what that is. So a self-directed solo 401k, just like the name implies, solo means kind of solo entrepreneur or a business owner that doesn't have full-time employees in the business. So it's for small business owners, okay? And you must have that business in place or legitimate self-employment activity. So it doesn't have to be like a quote-unquote corporation, but if you're a real estate agent or a consultant or a nurse who works independently, or you have your own side business doing gardening for your neighbors even, right? Or anything, if you have a Schedule C and no full-time employees, you qualify. So those are really the two criteria. Having legitimate self-employment activity or a business with earned income. That's another key. It has to be earned income. I know many of your listeners are real estate investors, and that comes up often. They say, well, I do own a rental property or two. That's my quote-unquote business. Well, from the IRS perspective, rental income is considered passive. So you have to have earned income. So if you're flipping property, even if it's just one or two a year, that's a business. That's legitimate self-employment activity. You report that on your Schedule C, you pay self-employment taxes, you're eligible.
Is there an amount you have to make or lose?
Well, not really. There is really no minimum, but it needs to be legitimate. So in IRS, actually, there is a good description there of a hobby versus business. It cannot be a hobby. It needs to be a business. So you need to be in it for profit. Maybe not necessarily to begin with your first year, but your intention needs to be to make a profit, and it needs to be more than $200 a year, right? So if you're in business and you're making $200 a year, to give you an example, I know some people who do photography, and it's kind of like a hobby for them. They maybe do a photo shot or two a year, and it's only a couple hundred or a few hundred dollars a year. It's really a hobby then. Mm-hmm. So it needs to be for profit or with the intention of making a profit. There is really no minimum, and you can do it part-time. You can have a side gig. Many of my clients, they're employed full-time. They want to keep their jobs, but they do something on the side. Like I said, flipping a house or two on the side is great, or doing anything else. Again, as long as you report that on the Schedule C and you show profit, that's it.
We'll get back to the show in just 2 minutes, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. As your portfolio grows, you need financial management services you can rely on to help you save money and continue making the right choices for your company's future. RealEstateAccounting.co's top-tier CFO team uses their deep industry and operating experience to guide real estate syndicators, investors, and family offices through every pivotal moment and crucial decision. Their fractional CFO services include budget to actual, cash flow and distributions, and reporting and valuation. Go to realestateaccounting.co/CFO to find out why REA is one of the fastest growing real estate accounting companies around. The real estate experts provide timely analysis and consultations to help you make the most informed decisions possible. See and trust where your portfolio is headed with the customized financial reports based on the KPIs that matter to you and your business. Try it risk-free today at realestateaccounting.co/CFO. If you're not sure where to start investing or need help taking the next step, mentorship and coaching is one of the best ways to get going. Think Multifamily is a leading apartment acquisition and education company who provides true one-on-one coaching to help you invest for your family's future. Their servant leadership approach will guide you to successfully scale your real estate business or assist you to diversify your investments in multifamily. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how they help working professionals just like you transform their future through partnering and community. In fact, the majority of real estate investors who partner with Think Multifamily get involved in a general partnership within 6 months. thinkmultifamily.com/coaching highlights the partnerships, joint ventures, and resources all available through the coaching program. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how to become a member and get involved.
This is probably venturing into your area of non-expertise. This is more of a tax thing, but if you know the answer, please let me know. You don't have to put in a certain amount of hours each year?
No. There is no hours requirement. Okay. Again, you can work an hour and you can generate $5,000 doing something. So again, you're not an employee. You're doing something. It's a business and IRS doesn't require you to track the hours if you're self-employed. So you don't report hours anywhere. You just got to show income. And again, you can start the business and you can be eligible right away. Again, if it's a legitimate business and if you have intention of generating profits, you can still do it.
Got it. Okay. So that's who qualifies.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So now what do you do? Will you just describe the solo 401k?
No? Yeah. So the solo 401k, essentially, it's most of you probably know what the 401k is, right? If you work for a company or worked in the past for a company, many companies offer 401k plans. So it is a 401k just like that, but it's in a way simplified because it's designed for owners only and their spouses. So it cannot accommodate employees. That's why there can't be any full-time employees. Because if there are full-time employees, by law, you must offer them the same retirement benefits. And solo 401k cannot accommodate those. You won't be eligible then. But if you own a business or you're self-employed and you don't have non-owner employees working for you, by the way, if you're in a business with your friend or a brother, you can still set up a 401k. So there can be multiple business owners. I have example where I have business with four owners. They're unrelated, but four partners. And that's what they do. They don't have any employees. And we set up a solo 401k again. So I guess can be a little bit deceiving in this case, because in this case, it's not just a single owner. There are four partners, but typically, it's just an owner, and sometimes there is a spouse. If your spouse is also involved in the business and generates or receives compensation, then you can double the benefits. And I'm pretty excited going into benefits because it's going to blow your mind. So it is a 401k simplified version because there is no employees. It's a lot more easier to administer and to keep track of because, again, if there is a 401k with employees, that's going to be a very complex situation. You need a lot more. But with the solo 401k, those are very simple.
Okay, let's talk about the benefits.
So one of the main benefits, again, if you're a business owner or if you're self-employed, you guys probably are somewhat educated on the whole concept of being financially independent. And you probably heard or read book Cash Flow Quadrant by Robert Kiyosaki. And remember the right side. Being a self-employed, being a business owner, an investor. So if you're self-employed or a business owner, you have ability to generate a lot more income. So the more income you generate, more taxes you pay. That's a common concern I hear from just talking to people. Well, if you generate good income and pay more taxes, it's a great tax shelter because solo 401k allows you to shelter up to $58,000 a year from your taxes into your solo 401k. That's a contribution limit. Compare that with $6,000 of an IRA. So you can only put $6,000 in an IRA and almost 10 times more into a solo 401k. Now, if your spouse is also involved in the business, you can double that. Think about 60,000 times two. You can put over $100,000 into a retirement account. Shelter that from taxes. So just think about this. If you drop your taxable income by $100,000 in a year, well, that for sure will bring you into a lower tax bracket. So you're going to be paying a significantly lower amount at a lower tax bracket. The savings can be 20, 30, 40,000 potentially.
So just so I'm tracking, and I apologize if it's a dumb question or scenario, but I have a friend, he's a doctor. He makes, we'll call it $450,000 a year. And he gets destroyed on taxes every year because he doesn't do real estate or anything else. It just does the stock market. If he were to create a business, not a hobby, of being a photographer, and it's actually a business, not a hobby, and he earns, say, $1,000 or I'll call it $10,000 doing it during the year. So it's actual business. The income from his W-2 job as a hospitalist, can he take that and put it towards the $58,000 a year that he can shelter?
Yeah, unfortunately not. Again, to give you an example, if he works for a hospital as an employee and he makes $50,000 there, okay, as an example, and he has a side business that he generates $200,000 a year, he can take his self-employment income and put that into his company 401k. Those are two different companies, unrelated. So in your question, it's kind of a vice versa. But let's use that example. If he was a doctor and he was working for himself, if he was a self-employed, he earns $450,000. Well, what he can do, he can hire his wife, set up a corporation. This is not a tax advice, by the way. I'm just sharing with you some strategies. He can set up a corporation, hire his wife, pay her enough to contribute the maximum, and then they could potentially shelter almost $120,000. So bringing that income down to $300,000 and saving just a load on taxes.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. So I hijacked the conversation a little bit when you were talking about the benefits. So you said up to 58K a year versus 6K in the IRA. And if your spouse is in the business, you can double that. What are some other benefits?
Yeah. So again, it's one of the first benefits is a high contribution limit tax shelter. Another one is that like an IRA, you don't need to have a custodian with a 401k. With an IRA, you must have a custodian. And a custodian is like a middleman between you and your IRA and your money. So you have to go. You can self-direct that, but you have to go through the custodian each time. With solo 401k, custodian is not required. So we're setting that up. We're setting up the plan and we're creating a trust for the 401k. And you become the trustee as a client. You become the trustee, and as a trustee, you control it. So there is no middleman. You eliminate all of the custodian, all of the transaction and asset-based fees. And you can make investment as simple as just writing a check. You can write the check and they can invest in one of your syndication deals, Joe. It's just that simple. So checkbook control, high contribution limits. And this plan allows you to have true diversification because you don't have limits on the investments. You can invest pretty much into anything. There is a few limitations. We don't have time to get into that, but your listeners can reach out to me and we can talk about their specifics. But you have virtually unlimited investment options.
We'll get back to the show in just 2 minutes, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Let me ask you a question. Do you want to start your own syndication business, or maybe you've tried, but you've been unable to get your first apartment deal? Well, it's hard. I know firsthand getting started in syndication is not easy. So have you considered working with a mentor? Imagine working one-on-one with a full-time syndicator who can help you do your first apartment building deal faster, help you avoid big mistakes, and scale your portfolio. If you feel like I'm speaking to you right now, then I want you to check out the mentoring program from my friend Michael Blanc, who specializes in helping people get started with apartment buildings. I've known Michael for many years now, and he genuinely wants to help people become financially free. He developed a proven system and has helped hundreds of people do their first apartment building deal. I know he can help you as well. To find out more, text the word Joe, J-O-E, to 66866. I know Michael's going to take care of you. Go ahead and text the word Joe, J-O-E, to 66866. Do it right now while it's fresh on your mind, and let's get you started with your own apartment syndication business. Here's a problem you're probably not solving for right now. Have you ever had a tenant squat inside your rental and refuse to pay rent? Or are you worried about renting to a serial rent dodger? You've probably used a credit report for tenant screening before, but what if I told you you're missing out on info you need to properly verify prospective tenants? That's a problem, and the solution is Rentify. Rentify provides a summary of a prospective tenant's financial information using bank-verified transactional data you can't get from a credit check. This includes monthly income, payroll, past rent payments, and identity verification. Rentify's reports also highlight non-sufficient funds, overdraft history, and missed rent payments. It's all available at www.trustrentify.com. The best part is Rentify's financial reports instantly verify the full financial picture of a tenant within minutes, so you will no longer have to waste hours or even days verifying their information manually. And you can eliminate the risk of being duped by fraudulent documents and losing thousands of dollars getting unreliable tenants evicted. Visit trustrentify.com and use the promo code FAIRLESS for 25% off your first report package. That's TRUSTRENTIFY.com. Put in the promo code FAIRLESS, FAIRLESS, for 25% off your first report package.
The other one only had, to the best of my memory, two. One was in collectibles, and the other is something else that comes up.
Yeah, collectibles and life insurance contracts, those are the investments that you cannot invest in. And on top of that, you got to remember disqualified person and conflict of interest transactions. So the client or the investor or the account holder cannot invest into any transaction or any deal where him and his immediate family members are involved. So those are the only limitations. Other than that, you got total freedom.
Why do they have such a high shelter cap at 58,000 versus an IRA being 6,000?
Because again, it's a 401k. Many of your listeners may not know, but if you have a 401k with your employer, you can put there 58 grand total. As an employee, you can put 19.5, but there is a way to actually increase that. So with the solo 401k, it's a combination of a 401k plus profit sharing. So as an employee, you can put 19,500 plus catch up if you're over 50. By the way, I didn't mention that before, but if you are over 50, there is a catch up of 6,500. So if you're over 50, you can put in 64,500 as an individual. So that's what the limit is.
Okay. So true diversification, you've got the higher limit and there's no custodian, involved.
Let me mention a couple more. With the solo 401k, it has a RUT component or RUT provision allowing you to actually make after-tax contributions. So you can pay the taxes, just like in a RUT IRA, you can pay the taxes upfront and then you can make a contribution. And the contribution for a RUT 401k is 19,500, your employee limit plus catch up. So potentially 26 grand you can put into a RUT. That's going to be after taxes, but it grows tax-free. So you have that. I spoke with a client just recently who actually started with me about 6 years ago using his RUT 401k. He started with 100 grand and he has over $1 million in his RUT 401k right now. That gain is going to be tax-free.
What was he investing in?
He was investing in crypto.
Crypto?
I'm not advocating for that. I think it's a speculation personally. That's my personal opinion. That's a speculation. But people made money there, people lost money. And again, the point is that you can have it. You can slowly invest in syndication deals, Joe, what you're doing, and you can certainly get to $1 million over time. It's a very real possibility.
You mentioned a couple other benefits. You just talked about the Roth component.
Yeah, so the Roth, and also there is a loan provision. So if you need money for some need, right, and you want to pull it out from an IRA, there is no way to do that unless you take a distribution. Well, distribution is taxable event, plus you have to pay penalties. Well, with the solo 401k, there is ability to take a participant loan up to 50 grand for any reason. So think of it, you're just creating your own bank and you can access that at any time, up to 50 grand. So it's a nice feature to have.
Mm-hmm.
Another benefit is that when you invest in leveraged real estate, for example, in a syndication like you guys do, most of them are leveraged. Okay. So if you invest in a leveraged real estate deal in an IRA, that will result in unrelated business income tax because there is a unrelated debt finance income. So the leveraged real estate in an IRA is taxed, or income, I should say, from a leveraged real estate. Well, guess what? 401k is exempt from taxes on leveraged real estate. So that's a significant benefit as well.
When one of your clients has a Schedule C income and you tell them about this and they say, Dimitri, still not for me. If that happens, why does that happen?
Well, you know what, Joe, I just spoke yesterday with the client and he actually spoke with, I think, financial advisor or somebody who told them, why are you doing solo 401k? Do a SEP IRA. So he was a little bit confused. And I said, listen, you do your own comparison. You compare them side by side. And I've gone over the contribution limit is the same with the SEP, okay? But I've gone over not having a custodian. I've gone over not being exempt from leveraged real estate, from UBIT tax on leveraged real estate. I've gone up over ability to take a participant loan from the 401k. You make your own decision. I don't need to convince you, but you make your own decision. Just look at them side by side and don't let somebody else make a decision for you. You make your own decision. What's best for you?
What is something that we haven't talked about that you think we should before we wrap up as it relates to this?
Well, it's kind of touching again, maybe emphasizing the point, but when I started doing IRAs or self-directed checkbook IRAs, usually people will come up to me or come to me, they had existing accounts to roll over, either it's an old 401k or an IRA, and they had 50, 100, 200, 300, 400,000 to roll over because they needed that seed capital to get started. Well, with the solo 401k, because of a large contribution limit, I'd say probably 30 to 40% now, we start from scratch. They don't have any retirement accounts, but they do own a business and they make money. So in a year, they can, again, potentially contribute 100 grand with their spouse combined, and they can really get a good start on their investment endeavors. So that's one thing. Another thing is that if you do have existing retirement accounts, you can roll them over into solo 401k. It does accept rollovers virtually from any other retirement account with one exception, and that exception is a Roth IRA. So IRS does not allow you to move Roth IRA into solo 401k. Other than that, you can move any accounts.
Dimitri, how can the best ever listeners learn more about what you're doing?
You can always go to our website, which is sensefinancial.com, and sense is like common sense. And the story behind the company is because what we talk about here, it just makes sense. Okay. Those are make sense. Again, make your own decision, but those are financial concepts that do make sense. Sensefinancial.com. I'm pretty active on Bigger Pockets, so you can find me there. You can also find me on Facebook and LinkedIn.
Dimitri, thank you for being on the show, talking about the solo 401k, who it's for, who it's not for, and what are the benefits for the people it is for. Thanks for being on the show. Hope you have the best ever weekend and talk to you again soon.
Thank you.